This cassette tape contains Bible teaching regarding revelation and end time truth by David E. Ball. The title of this message is Submission, End Time Changes.
We all tend to think that our way of looking at something is best, right? And did you notice that a scripture or anything that you see one way becomes very difficult to see a new way? Like that diagram, that picture there. Some people are still having trouble with it. Some are not. And there's, by the way, there's nothing wrong with you. I've noticed there seems to be a pocket of people on a certain section which could indicate a fold in the or wrinkle or where you're sitting. You see what I'm talking about? And every time we do this, it's always a different group or pocket or something. And so there's nothing wrong with you. You'll be all right after a while. You'll get better. But what I'm trying to say is that some of these scriptures may say one thing to one person and another thing to another. What if both are right? What's the possibility that maybe some scriptures are supposed to be interpreted one way by one group and another way by another group of people? Is there any possibility of that?
Yes.
I want you to play with this thought. I think it's a very important thought. Let me try to demonstrate it this way. John 14:2 talks about many mansions. Now, I'm going to prepare a place for you. I'm going away to prepare this mansion for you. How many remember? Mm-hmm. Let's turn to it, please. John 14:2. Now, for one group of people, the way to read this is one way. And for another group of people, it's a completely different story. The very same words. 14:1 says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? In my Father's house are many. The subject right now I'm trying to bring forth is mansions. For when I saw, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. This scripture, and the way we have been interpreting it, seeing it like one of the ladies that we just saw on the board here, we get the idea that we've got to die and go to heaven to get a mansion. How many of know that basically that's 99% of Christendom?
Yeah.
How many know that? I got to die to go get this mansion. Because he's gone away. He went away to prepare it. And that mansion is, 45 in the songbook. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And yet, somehow, we get the idea that in order to get this, we cross through Jordan, we go to the other side, we die, we live again after death, then we get this, you know, house full of gold. How many know? Well, let's face it, that's what all the quartets sing. Verse 23 says, if a man agape me, well, Jesus answered to them, and if a man agape me, it says love there, but it means agape, he'll keep my logos, that's words, and my Father will agape him, and will come unto him, and make our what? You know, that's the exact same Greek word as mansion up in the other verse. That's the very word mansion. And we'll make our mansion with him. So, all we got to do is love him, and he'll bring the mansion to us. And I'd a whole lot rather have the mansion here and now than to have to die and go get it. How many understand what I'm driving at, you see? Now, please don't misunderstand me. I am absolutely convinced, and you'll never take this away from me. Dave Ebaugh's sins are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. And as far as God is concerned, that is gone, that past, that's over. And he cannot remember them against me anymore. If I die, I'm going to get that mansion. But wouldn't it be a better reward to overcome the last enemy, which is death, and love him so that he can love me, verse 23, and bring the mansion to me right now, so that I can have it right now. Then I'll be alive and remain to the coming of the Lord. And then, don't you see? Now look, in one case, all the people that came before us needed those songs. Why? Because they were going to... Yeah. And they need a hope of life after death. Because in God's economy or plan... How many know that there is a predestined foreordination? Predestined foreordained. How many understand it? And God just happened to choose you to be here in this generation. See? And there's nothing wrong with people who are in the other generation. They needed to see this as a mansion after they died. But what's wrong with us seeing it as a mansion to get right now? Now go to 14:7. 15:7. If you what? Where's that? Look at that word, abide. If you mansion, dwell, tabernacle, or booth in me. Now we understand that's all the same thing, according to the way you translate it in your Bible. If you abide, dwell, mansion, tabernacle, stay. Okay, in me, and my rhema, now that's not logos, this is rhema in this case. I've never taught the difference between logos and rhema, have I? They're both words. And my rhema abide in you, you'll ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Now very quickly, let me say, though someday, Lord willing, I'll have a good lesson on the difference between logos and rhema. I'm thrilled for the logos. Because the Logos became flesh and dwelt among us. And I love the Logos. But I've got to have the Rhema. Because the Rhema is when the Logos is made alive by the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit gives life unto the Word, then that life is Rhema. How many know the Rhema? R-H-E-M-A. Logos, ask Dan Malachuk. How many have heard of Logos Publishers? All right. Now, but the Rhema is the anointed Logos. We're aware of the fact that the letter, but the Spirit gives life. That's the Rhema. That's the anointed, moved upon word. Now please, 14:2, in my house are many mansions. That's logos. But when the Holy Spirit comes on those words, they mean life. If you just read them, they'll bring you into death, condemnation. But when the Spirit of the real meaning on that comes in, it's not that I have to die to get the mansion,
but I have to live to get the mansion. I have to love to get the mansion. Because it's now Rhema, not Logos. It's not dead letter. It's not just dry bread. It's flesh and blood. It's bread and wine. It's word and spirit. How many understood those symbols? All the same thing. And friends, we've got to have the anointing of the Holy Spirit. For we can read and study the words of God over and over and over again, and they'll bring us right into death like our fathers went to death. But the same words, anointed with the Holy Spirit, can bring you into life. Now, please don't misunderstand me. How could I ever find fault with our fathers? No. But some were predestined, foreordained, to be in that generation that's going to be here when he comes. Those people will not taste of death. And those people will see in the same picture a completely different scene. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, this is so important. This is vital that the Holy Spirit teach this lesson. Because I can't. Turn with me to Matthew 22. Now, it started out over here in verse 24. Matthew 22, verse 24. Now, we'll go to 23. The same day came to him the Sadducees, which say there is no resurrection at... No what? No resurrection. No life after death. And they asked him, said, well, Master, they were just playing around then when they called him Master. They didn't believe he was Master. The word is teacher, rabbi. Moses said, now if a man die having no children, his brother shall marry his wife, raise up seed unto his brother. How many want to keep all of Moses' law? How about that? And yet, don't you know, everywhere we go, people are still going back to Moses to find favor with God. Well, if you're going to keep one, keep them all. There's one. Huh? Maybe he doesn't like you. Maybe he doesn't want you for a wife either. You may not want him for a husband. You know, let's face it. I'm glad we're not under this law. How many are glad we're not under that law? Hallelujah. But you know, everywhere I go, I find people trying to find favor with God through Moses' laws, if not this one, other ones. Huh? Come on, shake it up and down now. All right. Now, there were the seven brothers. And the first, when he married a wife, deceased, having no issue or sperma, and left his wife unto his brother. Likewise the second also, and the third unto the seventh. Last of all, the woman died also. Now, in this case, if all means all, then nobody ever died after her. You see, sometimes all means all. The total of everything. How many remember last week? The week before? All sometimes means all. Everything, the total. Other times it means the total of the group. How many believe it means this is the total of the group of seven? All right, last of all these in the seven group. The woman died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife shall she be of the seven? For they all had her. Jesus answered and said unto them, you do err, not knowing two things, please. What are the two things?
Well, that's what we've been saying all night. The Scripture is the Logos, the Word. But the power is the anointing, the Spirit. And you've got to have both. Oh, help me. You can't have just the power. This week I was with a man who was born in Armenia, was in Tehran in 1945, when the Spirit came upon him, and this man had such tremendous power through the Spirit that miracles, creative miracles, babies that have never walked, 5 years old, imbecile types, you understand? Immediately healed, running around. Dead, literally dead people in the grave 6 days, up out of the grave. This, and this documented, Life magazine, you can look it up. I saw all the documentation. This man had power. How many would admit? But he had no word. He only knew the God and knew the Christ. That's all. And so, after a year and a half of power, without the word, Spirit lifted, and he's been 26 years now in the word, so the power will be back. How many can understand? Yet we have the other types, the word Christians, eating it up without the miracles, without the power, you see? And yet, when we really get down to it, it takes them both to have a balanced meal. How many understand that? All right. So one is not the answer. Two. All right. Now, you do err, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God. It takes both. Oh, when I saw that, I just had to stop. I said, God, I can't do this. Now, I've been teaching Bible to these people how many years now? 5 or 6? And lots of lessons I've taught have been purely mind to mind. And lots of them have been to the Spirit, by the Spirit. And I can't ever teach another lesson out of this head to those heads. I've got to kill this head and kill your head and get right down to the heart of the matter. And I've been beginning to see something. That just the teaching, these words, and so far I haven't really found any lesson that I had to take back. Now once in a while I'll make a mistake and tell you a wrong word or something like that, but in a general sense, I haven't really taught you anything wrong in the last 6 years. But what good is that unless the Spirit teaches it? What good is that? It's just, well, that's like everybody else's Bible school and church and denomination and down the road. You see what I'm driving at? It's nothing. Well, that we've had it 2,000 years, and what's it done? Given us this society that we're living in today, you see? Well, what good's that? Tickling ears, heaping to them teachers that tickle the ears. And we've got to have the Spirit. For without the Spirit, it's just up here. Never gets past. All right. For in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but as the angels of God in heaven. Now, please don't misunderstand me, but I really don't want to be in the resurrection. I want to be alive and remain to the coming of the Lord. Now, as such, I'll be in the resurrection in a sense, in that I'll join them, meet them in the air. But as such, I really don't intend and hope that this body, this physical body, you see, I really hope that this body doesn't die, be buried, embalmed, you understand? And that has to get back up. I really want this body to be alive and remain to the coming of the Lord. Therefore, I want to join them in the resurrection. I don't want this body to be resurrected because I hope it's already walking around. Can you understand that, what I'm talking about? No? Yeah, all right, there you translate instead of resurrected. Changed. I want this body to change. All right, now watch. But as touching the resurrection of the dead, have you not read that which is spoken unto you by God? Let's go to the resurrection. 1 Corinthians 15:44 for just a minute. And see what that brings. Keep your finger there. We're coming back. Only take a second. 1 Corinthians 15:44. And let's see the two kinds of bodies. First Corinthians 15:44. You got it? All right. Now, what are the two kinds of bodies that we're going to be dealing with in the resurrection? How many know this whole thing's on the resurrection? The whole subject. But the problem is the division of the man into what? Say it. What's this? What's this? Body. Spirit, soul, body. Now I'm going to keep going on this, you see, and we're going to keep dividing you. Now, how many have attended my lectures on spirit, soul, body? How many have not? How many have not had spirit, soul, body? We have some papers up here that you may pick up, which are lecture notes on spirit, soul, body. The picture of the man with the fried eggs on the top of his head, his brain, his mouth, and his heart. How many have seen that? All right. Well, that's the one on spirit, soul, body. Now, there's a natural body. I'm sorry. 44. If you sow a natural body, it's raised to what? There is a what kind of body? And there is a what? How many understand there's two kinds? How many believe there are spiritual bodies? How many believe that? And if you die, you're coming back with a spiritual body. If you're alive and remain to the coming of the Lord, you will have a natural, which is then a supernatural, or what we call glorified body, where this corruptible puts on, and this mortal puts on. Now listen carefully. Incorruption is not coming into a ghost. When you put in incorruption or immortality, that doesn't turn you into a ghost. Now you think, what is incorruption? That means that whenever you comb your hair, the hair doesn't fall off in the sink. And it means you don't have to buy any more coloring. And it means you come back and say, look, Ma, no cavities. How many understand that? Incorruption. It means you quit falling apart. Without offending anybody, how many know the body falls apart? Just raise your hand a little bit there. Romans 8 is a whole chapter about this. And it says, I'm falling apart. And it says, if Jesus doesn't hurry up and before I'm 70, I'll fall all the way. Right? How many know that? If Jesus doesn't hurry up and get me before I fall all the way apart, then I die. Subject to the bondage of corruption. But there are bodies that are going to be incorruptible. That means we will be drinking at Ponce de Leon's fountain of youth. Does that make sense to you? So all the old people will look like they're, what? 20, all right. 20, I'd be more like, I like 20, 21. Well, you can take 17 if you like, or however it was, but we'll take a period from anywhere from 16 to 25, and you take your choice, okay? You can have what you want in there, see? And we're thinking in terms that, well, the hair will come back, Rocky. And we won't have to color our hair. Never mind, I won't call anybody on that one. Or whatever the other things are that we're having to do to hide the bondage of corruption. Huh? Hide the bondage of corruption, right? Says we're subject to the corruption, not willingly. I'll tell you, we're not willing. We fight it every way. Every step right to the grave. We're fighting. But there is a spiritual body and a natural body. And the natural bodies put on incorruption and they put on immortality. What's immortality? Turn into a ghost? No. The natural body lives forever. Now, is that too hard on you? This is just plain an English lesson. Lesson in English. If you're immortal, that means when they stab you, you don't die. If you receive a mortal wound, you... Say it. You die. If you got a mortal wound, you die. If you're immortal, they can bang, bang, bang. You know. Superman. Boom. And it bounce off. Right? You're immortal.
Your mother and I were doing that the same
thing. Oh, you fanatics. This is a good group. You know, I can only teach you this way to this kind of group. All right. Now, as touching the resurrection of the dead, have you not read that which was spoken? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm back in Matthew. I just jumped you one. Back in Matthew 22. I'm in 22:31 right now. Matthew 22 now. Now that we've established two kinds of bodies. As touching the resurrection of the dead, have you not read that which was spoken to you by God, saying, now I'm the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but the... Just a minute. I know that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are... dead. But he's their God, and he's the God of the... now there's a problem. Come on now, spirit, soul, body, you know where I'm going to take you. What's dead? What's living? Okay. And when the multitude heard this, they were astonished at his doctrine. How many know when you teach spirit, soul, body, they get astonished? I've had people, you know, there are people right now that are in fasting and prayer that God will stop me from teaching this. And they're casting spells, I mean, this kind of stuff, and trying to hurt me, and praying that God will bring wrath upon me to keep me from teaching spirit, soul, and body. But that's not new, because things like that have been happening. I knew a guy that 40 men took an oath that they wouldn't even eat until they killed him. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are not dead in what? In spirit, but their bodies are dead. Now, I'll get to the soul in a minute, Bill, to satisfy you there. And when the multitude heard it, they're astonished. But when the Pharisees had heard that he put the Sadducees in silent, they gathered together.
For the second part of this message by David E. Ball, entitled Submission, End Time Changes, please stop your machine and turn this cassette over.